This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn was 424, down 4. May corn, 431 and 3 quarters, down 3 and 3 quarters. July corn, 438 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. March soybeans were 1316 and a half, up 1 and a half. May soybeans were 1297 and a quarter, up 1. July soybeans, 1282, up 3 quarters. March wheat was 563 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. May wheat, 570 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. July wheat, 577, down 9 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday, the 17th, reported grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon, with the Board of Trade closed on Monday. Technical trading was the major factor in the markets. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 4 cents lower at $4 to 4.18. Soybean bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 12.98 to 13.17. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents lower, 3.96 to 4.21. Soybean bids were 1 to 2 cents higher at 13.16 to 13.42. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 to 8 cents lower at 4.10 to 4.22. Soybean bids were 8 to 12 cents higher at 13.27 to 13.69. Wheat bids were 9 to 13 cents lower at 5.44 to 5.92. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents higher at 13.27 to 13.47. Basis was steadied at 10 to 30 over the March. High soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.69.50 to $4.79.50, $2.50 higher, with basis steady at 35 to 45 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 4 cents lower at $4.24 to $4.30, with basis steady at option to 6 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 4 cents lower at $4.14 to $4.29. with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 10 to 5 over the March. Soybeans ended mixed at 13.45 to 13.56, with basis steady to 6 lower at 28 to 39 over the March. New crop wheat prices were down 10 cents at 5.52 to 5.62, with basis steady at 15 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 441 to 444. These elevators were mixed on their soybean prices, with quotations at 1375 to 1377. Soft wheat closed 8 to 9 lower at 599 to $6. Milo ended the day 4 cents lower at 473 to 474. Contract bids for producers for new crop corn in the northern part of the state at 409 to 419. Soybeans, new crop for October delivery at 1074 to $11. Corn for November delivery in the central part of the state at 403 to 424. Soybeans for October delivery at 1088 to 1105. In the southern part of the state, corn for November delivery at 406 to 424. Soybeans for October delivery at 1090 to 1125. And new crop wheat for July delivery at 533 to 548. And that concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle were 140.35, up 20 cents. April live cattle, 139.30, up 7 cents. June live cattle, 131.45, up 17 cents. January feeder cattle were 170, up 20 cents. March feeder cattle, 167.92, down 32 cents. April feeder cattle, 168.65, down 62 cents. February lean hogs were 86.17, down 70 cents. April lean hogs, 91.90, down 35 cents. May lean hogs, 99.60, no change. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound carcass was 78 cents lower in the range of $74 to $78.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $76.23. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 48 to 53, 4 to 5 weights 50 to 58, 5 to 550 weights 54 to 60, and 550 and up 55 to 61. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 14,789 head. And now the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 500 head. And compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold $3 lower. Slaughter cows sold $2 to $13 lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $137.25 to $143. Select and choice steers were $134.50 to $135.75. And select steers were $122.50 to $129. Choice slaughter Holstein steers were $122 to $127.50. And select and choice Holstein steers were $117 to $118.50. With select steers at 116. On to choice slaughter heifers. They ranged in price from 137 to 142.50 and select and choice 130 to 135.75. On to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums bringing 97. Breakers were 79 to 84.50. Boners were 78 to 86 and leans were 62 to 69. Now back to the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report. Steers on a live basis traded at 140 to 144 and heifers on a live basis at 140, 150 to 144. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 296 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.51, and that was $1.37 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $231.71, and that was $2.92 higher, with select carcasses at $229.32, and that was $3.81 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000, which compared to 106,000 last week and 104,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 427,000, that compared to 408,000 last week and 409,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.21. February corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.25. January corn delivered to Scottville, $4.12. February corn delivered to Scottville, $4.16. January beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.46. February beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.43. January wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.64. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.21, corn at Scottville is $4.12, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.46, and wheat at Scottville is $5.64. Due to dry weather conditions, AgRural has lowered its Brazilian soybean crop estimates by 700,000 tons. With markets coming back up today after the holiday weekend, we could see some movements in soybeans. Omaha's fire chief said Monday that people have died in an explosion and partial building collapse at an animal feed processing plant, but he would not give a specific number of deaths. Interim Omaha Fire Chief Bernie Kanger said crews have stopped rescue efforts and will start a slower recovery effort to retrieve victims. The International Nutrition Plant is unstable, so rescuers must work deliberately to ensure their safety, he said. 38 people were inside the building when the explosion occurred Monday morning. 10 were taken to hospitals, and 4 are in critical condition. It's unclear how many people got out without being hurt. The cause of the blast has not yet been determined. Hamilton's hay auction was this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of the sale and a preview of next weekend's auction.
Well, we had a pretty nice sale. Angela, we ended up with 2,244 bales. The small squares alfalfa was in a price range from $370 up to $670. Small squares alfalfa orchard grass was from $440 to $710. The small squares of alfalfa grass was from $1.25 on some rained-on stuff to $5.50. Orchard grass was from $320 to $550. We had some grass clover from $250 to $470 per bale. Straight grass was from $3.30 to $4.70 per bale, and straw in small squares was from $2.70 to $3 per bale. In the round bales, alfalfa was from $16 a bale. That was some rained on first crop to some second crop at $47 a bale. It was pretty good hay. In the orchard grass and round bales was from $31 to $46. The grass hay was from $18 to $27 a bale. We had some clover at $16. We had some corn stalks at $16. And we had straw from $17 to $22 per bale. In the 3x3s, the alfalfa was from $31 to a top of $59 per bale. Alfalfa orchard grass was at $40 a bale. Grass hay was from $40 to $52 a bale. And we had a load of millet at $30 a bale.
All right. Well, it does sound like you had a really good weekend. Do you already know a little bit of what you're expecting next weekend?
Yeah, we got a couple loads of 3x3s coming in from out in Kansas. It's going to be a grass mix, and I'd say we'll have a pretty good selection of small squares again and round bales, and then we got some alfalfa coming in 3x3s.
And if anyone has any questions about the auction, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. Auctions take place every Saturday at 11 in the morning. Many New Year's resolutions tend to revolve around eating better, working out, and just getting in better shape in general. We are getting later into January, but hopefully everyone is still holding strong to their resolutions. For those that may need a bit of a boost, I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council on some healthy living tips.
There are some really simple tips. First of all, if you're not a breakfast eater, start eating breakfast. Start the day. Make sure you're fueling your body. You can do something very simple. It doesn't have to take a long time to prepare. So maybe something like fruit and yogurt. Another thing you can do is to pack your lunch. Skip some of the restaurant meals because they can be higher in calories and the portions are usually large. So if we're kind of wanting to keep tabs on our calorie intake, that's something very simple you can do. And then the third thing is just simply to enjoy more family dinners at home and only eat out occasionally. I think today in our society, oftentimes we tend to purchase food out probably a lot more than we have in the past. And again, by preparing the food at home, you have a lot more control. You know what you're putting in. And you can watch the portion sizes.
And what about for those people who, like me, are kind of inept in the kitchen? You talked about preparing lunch and preparing dinner and kind of eating family meals. But how can you make these healthy foods versus just going and getting takeout or something like that?
You know, it really doesn't have to be anything elaborate as far as breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And so just research some recipes online, look on the computer, look for easy, simple recipes. As I said, for breakfast, you can start the day with something as simple as fruit and yogurt, or you can do oatmeal. That's really quick and easy to prepare. You can even do like the little instant oatmeal packets if you like, but instead of making that with water, make it with milk, and that will definitely kick up the nutrition. One thing I recommend is just to plan ahead and make sure your kitchen is stocked with healthy foods for all meals and even snack foods. And that way it helps you resist that urge to eat out. So I think that's the easiest thing to do. Just go back to basics and prepare easy, simple recipes.
And a lot of the New Year's resolutions do focus on weight loss, and we're coming up to some warmer weather off the holidays now, preparing for spring and summer. How can people kind of lose extra pounds that they might have gained during the holidays?
Well, I think one of the things you need to do is really, if you're focused on losing some of those extra pounds, and let's face it, we probably all have gained some pounds over the holidays because of you know, the dinners, the parties, and the special foods that we're eating. One thing I might recommend is, first of all, set specific goals. If you want to lose weight, then maybe write down how many pounds do you want to lose. And maybe part of that, along with the healthy eating, is also to exercise on a regular basis. So how many minutes of exercise do you plan on exercising each week? If one of the goals is maybe to eat more meals at home and less away from home, then maybe you, instead of eating six meals out, maybe you cut that down to about three meals out per week. So that's a great way to start. One of the things that's really very helpful is also to write it down. Make sure that you're writing down the foods that you are eating. Focus in on making sure you get your three servings of dairy every day for the calcium and other beneficial nutrients that dairy foods provide. Record the amount of activity that you're doing on a daily basis. By keeping a log, really does help you focus in on activities and your food choices, and you can see probably where there might be some room for improvement.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.